This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, February 11th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump opens World Ag Expo. Trader Joe's passes packaging fees to growers. And California's carbon sink outpaces wildfires. President Donald Trump opened the World Ag Expo yesterday with a recorded message praising farmers and highlighting trade gains, regulatory rollbacks, and biofuel policy priorities. In his greeting, Trump called farmers and ranchers, quote, the heart and soul of America, crediting them with feeding the nation and powering the economy through long hours and hard work. He says his administration is focused on reducing regulatory burdens and delivering financial support, noting that it cut a record number of regulations to get federal bureaucrats off your land and out of your business and provided more than $12 billion in direct farm relief to help producers recover. Trump said U.S. agriculture is, quote, the envy of the world and pledged continued support to help farmers and ranchers do better and win more than you've ever won before. Private label produce contracts could complicate cost flow under California's SB 54 law on plastic packaging. That's according to Western Growers. The association told AgriPulse in early experiences in states like Oregon and Colorado suggest retailers may pass compliance costs down the supply chain, particularly for products sold under store brands such as Trader Joe's. Under SB 54, the brand owner is generally responsible for fees tied to packaging and recycling requirements, but Western Grower says those changes may ultimately land on growers who pack and ship the products. Trader Joe's got the fees from Oregon and Colorado because they're the first ones out of the gate, according to Gail Delahunt, Senior Director of Government Affairs at Western Growers. They send an invoice to the farmer. They're like, we're not paying this. You are. The association warned the same dynamic could emerge in California as implementation moves forward. Many produce growers operate under fixed contracts to pack items under private labels, leaving little room to absorb or pass along new compliance costs. Western Growers says the issue highlights broader uncertainty over how SB 54's producer responsibility model will function in complex produce supply chains. A new report finds California's natural and working lands absorb nearly twice as much carbon as was released by wildfires. Underscores the growing role farms, forests, and rangelands play in climate change mitigation. The analysis created by the California Air Resources Board shows that forests, grasslands, wetlands, and agriculture soils continue to act as significant carbon sinks even as wildfires intensify across the state. While recent fire seasons have released substantial amounts of stored carbon into the atmosphere, the report concludes that overall sequestration from vegetation growth and land management more than offset those losses during the study period. Working lands, including cropland and rangeland, contributed to the gains by strong carbon in soils and perennial vegetation. CARB Chair Lauren Sanchez says the report, quote, shows the incredible power of nature and is yet another example of how California continues to stand up for science with innovative programs and policies. But that report also warns that the balance could shift if wildfire frequency and severity continue to increase, potentially reducing the capacity of forests and other ecosystems to store carbon over time. At least two members of the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation Board of Directors who were appointed by former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to serve four-year terms were removed last week via letter from Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce. Those removed include former Risk Management Agency Administrator Brandon Willis, he was appointed in 2024, and Michigan farmer Chris Bardehagen, who was appointed in 2023. A USDA spokesperson did not respond to AgriPulse requests for comment or to confirm if the other board members were also removed. Board members serve at the pleasure of the Secretary of Agriculture. The announcement comes after USDA separately failed to reappoint four women United Soybean Board directors and chose not to appoint a woman who would have been a new director. The secretary took the state's second choices and, in essence, gutted USB of the diversity of women farmers. "We are out here on the farms. We matter," wrote USB past chair Vanessa Coomer on LinkedIn. "Why is Brooke Rollins stripping us our voices and our roles in leadership?" Susan Watkins, Carla Schultz, Sarah Stettler, and Don Schreier were recommended by their respective states to be USB directors, but were not selected by USDA to continue in their roles. In December, Watkins was elected as treasurer. Schultz was elected to the executive committee for the 2026 term. Asked for a comment on the post, USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse, quote, "The process for each commodity board is slightly different depending on the statutory requirements, but in the case of the USB, the secretary selects board members from the slate of candidates put forward by state commodity marketing associations." The Food and Drug Administration is reassessing the safety of butylated hydroxynosol, preservative used in many food products to keep fats and oils from spoiling. BHA was listed by the agency as generally recognized as safe in 1958. It was approved as a food additive in 1961, according to an FDA press release. In the release, FDA Commissioner Marty McCary said the scientific community has raised significant concerns about some chemicals currently in the food supply. The FDA published a request for information seeking comments on current uses and safety data for the substance. McCary said in the release that once the BHA assessment is complete, we expect to conduct similar assessments for butylated hydroxytoluene, a synthetic preservative known as BHT, and also azole dicarbon amiodide, a chemical used in yoga mats and also used in as a dough conditioner. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will sign a memorandum of understanding this morning, advancing USDA's National Farm Security Action Plan, the department said in a media advisory. In the afternoon, Rollins will participate in a roundtable focused on ending lawfare against U.S. farmers. Attending will be Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner, EPA Deputy Administrator Dave Fotui, Interior Department Associate Deputy Secretary Karen Bud Phelan, and Representative James Comer of Kentucky. Here's today's final word. You don't just grow crops. You all grow freedom, because a nation that can't feed itself is not a nation that has a long-term, lasting security. At the word of Luke Lindberg, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, in opening remarks at the World Ag Expo. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, February 11th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nowley.